Hi, this is Carl from Web Courses Bangkok. Tonight I would like to talk to you about being an instructor. Now, I've taught a lot of people already, and it's been very, very interesting seeing people go from nothing and thinking the web is this mystical thing that they'll never understand, and look at the eBay and Facebook and YouTube, etc., and thinking of these massive websites and they'll never be able to do it. Now, alone, that's probably true, but most of the web is actually smaller websites that people are doing for their own business, or maybe for their own interests, or in a specific area, or even just a blog. And it's not that complicated if you look at it on a smaller scale. Obviously, if you look at something like Facebook, it's mammoth. But I mean, they've got probably maybe hundreds of developers working for them and helping them and developing that. Not to mention the developers that are working with the API and how to work with it. So if you think on a smaller scale, web design is not that scary. Essentially, you're making a page, and you're making a page linked to another page, and then you start to have a structure. And that structure you can learn how to plan, and then obviously each page you can learn how to create. So it's not that difficult if you think of it in logical, tiny steps. So if you're thinking of learning web design, don't think on a grandiose scale. Think on small, integrated steps. I mean, when I started web design myself 12 years ago, I saw one guy link one page to another, and my imagination just ran wild. And the first website I made was cdheaton.co.uk, and I talked about my famous band, my favorite bands, my hobbies, my friends, etc. And I used the online tools same as everybody else. So, like I said, if you are thinking about web design, don't think on a big scale. Think small and then get big. But when you do get big, also get big at what you're good at. I mean, if you are a developer and you're good with code and numbers and tags and things like that, stick to it. I mean, if you are good at that, stick to it. But if you're very good with colors and designs and all these different things that are more visual, go for that. The web is a vast, vast and varied area, especially for careers. I mean, you've got user interface designers, information architects designers, you've got developers, programmers, lots and lots of different things that you can call yourself, essentially going to the end goal of making a working professional website. So choose what you're good at, think small, start small, get bigger later. Okay, that's everything for tonight. Bye.